Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome to another episode. Blah, blah, blah. Wow. Good way to start off. Sarah was glitching out and I can't even speak. Let's take that from the top. Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on this week's episode, this is going to be our Thanksgiving episode. So Sarah said that we could talk about things that we're thankful for. We could talk about some stuff that we're going to do for Thanksgiving. We could talk about sacrificing a child or a goat.
I mean,
I prefer the former than the latter.
I prefer the latter than the former.
Well, we'll chalk that up to an impasse.
Well, it seems we've reached an impasse. All right. Well.
All right. So how's it going, Sarah? How are things?
Things are things. It's going okay. I am still settling into my new role at work. And, you know, just been, I've got, I know the audience at home can't see it, but I've got this pimple on my upper lip that is like directly in line with a scar from a previous pimple on the bottom of my lip. And it's driving me nuts.
So you have herpes. That's okay.
Yes, I have herpes. Oh my God. Well, it wouldn't matter if I did anyway. There's medication for that.
That's true. I have had a very eventful week, and I feel like by the end of tomorrow, by the end of today, someone might die and it might be at my hand.
Oh no.
Well,
please don't announce that to the podcast.
So Monday on my way home, for those that don't follow me on it, well, I haven't posted on Instagram, actually, now that I know that say that, someone rear-ended me in my car. The damage is superficial. There's nothing really wrong with my car. I can still drive it. It just, there's the bottom part of the rear passenger side bumper is a little damaged, and there's some paint transfer, and it's frustrating because now I have to go and get it put into a shop and get it fixed, and I'm going through their insurance and it's taking forever because I filed the claim on Monday. I didn't get their insurance information until Friday, and then I called their insurance and they had me send pictures that I've already sent my insurance company. So it's like, this is obnoxious basically, and I've already filled out the same information for my insurance company. So it's kind of like, what do I have my insurance company for if they're not doing anything other than finding out the insurance company and the insurance policy number? That's literally all they did for me. And they were like, you're just going to have to call them and file a claim through them. They didn't even give me the phone number. They just told me what the insurance company's name was. Wow. They were like, it's this insurance company and this is their claim number. You're just going to have to file a claim against their insurance if you want them to take care of it. Because I was like, they were like, you can take care of it like through us and then we can go after them. But the thing with that is you have to pay your deductible, which is $500. And you have to pay for your rental car, because you don't have car insurance or car rental coverage on your insurance policy. And I didn't think, I just don't have it because I don't really think about it. And then it's like, well, I'm not paying out of pocket for a rental car,
right?
So I will have,
especially not when the car is actually still drivable.
Well, I will have to have a rental car whenever it's actually getting, I don't need one now, just whenever it's getting like fixed. So when it's in the shop and it's getting fixed, I need a rental car because I can't not drive to work,
right?
And Ryan needs his car so he can't not drive to work. So I went through their insurance, and then I just got a hold of them Friday and submitted my information. And she goes, well, where do you live and when's it going to be available? I'm like, well, I'm getting ready to leave for just over a week. So it's not going to be like no one can come out and look at it and do like an appraisal. And she goes, we can send you a link and you can take pictures of it and we can do the appraisal from that. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. So I did that. And I mean, it was Friday, so I haven't heard anything from them.
Right.
So I won't probably until next week. But they did say that once they reach out to the insurance, the people, like the actual business, because it was a business that owns the car, because it was a transit company that hit me. And once they reach out to them, they will figure out coverage and then they will let me know kind of what needs to happen next.
Jesus.
So I have to deal with that when I get back. I was hoping that we would have it all squared away and we would have my car in the shop getting fixed while we were gone, but that didn't happen.
Right.
So I have decided, though, that we are still going to take my car because, like I said, the damage is superficial. There's nothing really wrong with it. Like, everything still works. And there's no, like, there's no warnings or anything. Like, it does look like maybe one of the sensors is a little damaged, but it doesn't seem to be impacting anything.
Right. It doesn't seem to be causing an issue.
Yeah.
Anywhere else.
So we will see. So I get to start our journey for the first time using an electric car to go a long distance. So we'll see how that goes. And that'll be something fun we get to talk about when we do our next episode. So yep. Just as a reminder, everyone, anyone that's listening, so me and like two other people, this episode will come out on the Monday before Thanksgiving, and then we will not have an episode coming out the Monday after Thanksgiving. So just be aware. We are taking this week off for Thanksgiving, and then we will be back the week of the 1st. Is that right?
That sounds right to me. Wow. Can you believe it's already almost December?
No. And it's not right. It is. No, it is. Yeah. So the 4th, we will be back. Our next episode will be on December 4th. Insanity.
Insanity.
Anyways, so that's what I've been going through with growing over. And then what else was it? There was something else that was kind of annoying me this week. I just went and got my hair cut, which doesn't really look that much different, but it's just shorter. I don't remember what else it was, but I wanted to kill someone because someone was driving me nuts. And like, I don't remember what it was now.
Well, then clearly they're not going to die.
Oh, they might if I figure out what it was.
Please. I have to have plausible deniability. I'm a bad liar. I'm a really bad liar. anybody who knows me for more than like 10 or 15 minutes knows what a bad liar I am. Last night, Nick had asked me what I like, because I had said something about I need to make more money. And he's like, well, you could always sell drugs. And I was like, yeah, but then I would get caught. And he's like, yeah, and then you lie. And I'm like, no. And he's just like, what do you mean no? I'm like, I can't lie. And he's just like, okay, lie to me right now. So he asked me a yes or no question. And I was like, and the lie was no. Okay. I couldn't even get through no without laughing, like just cracking up. And he's like, Sarah. So then he's like, Horace, did you know that Sarah can't lie? And then Horace proceeds to describe how I look when I'm trying to lie, which is my eyes get real wide and I will try to keep a straight face, but the corners of my mouth will start pulling up and I look terrified and also like I'm going to start laughing at any moment. And I was like, Horace, why did you do this? Why did you have to tell him that? And Horace was like, did I lie? And I was like, well, no. And he was like, okay, then. Wow.
I figured out what the other thing was. Well, not the other thing. So I just gave Bobo food.
Yeah. And guess what? He has to go outside.
No, like we went outside, but he ate too quickly. And while we were outside, he relieved, not relieved. He vomited, got sick. and he has no more food in his body now. So now he wants to eat again. So it's like, well, you ate too fast. I'm taking your food away. You have to wait. He's being a little brat. And we're going to go on a long drive tomorrow and then Monday. So he's going to be a brat on there.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
I mean, he's old. He's allowed to be a brat.
I mean, you're not wrong. He is old. But that still doesn't mean he can be a brat.
I mean, how old is he? He's 16?
He'll be 17 in February.
So.
And that whole thing about the 7 years, that's not actually true. It's like they age progressively more the older they get. But if we go by that and we say 7 times, we'll say 16.75. He's over 117 years old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's old.
He's an old, old man.
Yeah. I mean, that happens.
Yes. It does happen. In this particular instance, it did happen.
So we're leaving tomorrow, and I still have laundry to do and packing to do. And I messaged my family because they already know that I'm coming. And I was like, hey, by the way, I have an activity for us to do on Thanksgiving. So this week we got these things called Kind Kits. I don't know if I talked about them last week on the podcast, but you order these kits and you're still glitching. So just so you know,
super annoying.
Yes. Yes, it is. We ordered these kits and I ordered 60 of them, 30 for LGBTQ+ individuals, 15 for teen mental health awareness, and then 15 for youth mental health awareness. The youth ones are super easy. It's just like a box of things that you put the things into a bag and you can decorate the bag and then write them a card. And that's all you have to do. The teen and the LGBTQ+ ones are so freaking involved. You have the bag that you have to decorate, but it's a cloth bag. So you have to like decorate the front of the cloth bag, and then you have a card that you have to decorate, and then you have to write a note in as well. But in addition to that, you have two other things that you have to do. So there's one where you get a keychain, and you have to like make a keychain. It's just like a plastic thing that you put stuff in and then close it, and it's a keychain. And then the other one, you have to make a little pin, but it's just, again, a circular plastic thing that you put the stuff inside, close it, and it's a pin that you can put on stuff. But both of them have friendship bracelets, stuff to make friendship bracelets.
Oh, dang.
And that takes forever. Like, one friendship bracelet is like 5 minutes at least.
That's not forever.
That's only five minutes. There's 30 of them.
I mean, yeah, but still, it's only 5 minutes.
So I told my family that what we're going to do for Thanksgiving is decorate the little bags that. So I bought some Sharpies, and I think I'm trying to decide if I want to bring some of the acrylic paint and like let them use either Sharpies or the acrylic paint and then just go ham. Because I have 30 of those that we need to do.
Right.
And then we also have friendship bracelets, and I started making a few of them. I think I've made 3 because I get bored and then I need to go do something else. And this last one, I was like, I got really involved and I was like, ooh, I have these little elephant charms somewhere around here that I was going to use whenever I was planning on making candles and like putting them around the candles. And that never happened. So I just have 200 elephant charms just sitting around. And I was like, I can take those and put them in like inside the bracelets as I'm making them. So I started doing that. I've only done it with one of them, but.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
I wish I had like 200 elephant charms just lying around.
And they're all different. So there's 50 of one, like it has like a hole in the middle, and then it has like a thing, like a blanket over top of it. Mm. One of them is just a plain, it doesn't have anything. It's just an elephant. And then one set of 50. So they're all sets of 50. One set of 50 has like a flower in the middle, like in the middle of its back or something. And then the other one has another blanket, but then it has something on the blanket too.
Mm. You might not know this, but I love elephants.
I do know that, actually. So does Kristen.
I think elephants are fantastic.
They are. They're very cool.
I have an elephant tattooed on me. To the general audience, obviously Ryan already knows this, but
I do not have an elephant on me. Also, I don't have any tattoos because I'm not a huge fan of tattoos.
Fair, reasonable. I have four. I have four tattoos. I have five piercings and four tattoos.
I might, whenever the little man passes, get like his paw print tattooed somewhere. Maybe, but that's probably it.
That's fair. That's fair. Ugh, I don't want to think about that though.
I don't either, but I know it's gonna be within like the next few years.
Yeah.
Because he's starting to have this. So this thing happens every now and I think I've talked about it before where he will get like really excited and then he doesn't like he doesn't understand he can't be that excited because he gets I don't know if like his heart gets really worked up or he can't catch his breath, but he like stumbles around and sometimes he just has to like lay down and stop moving for a couple seconds to catch everything back, like get himself together, and then he can get up and walk around and he's fine.
Right.
I have a vet appointment for him on December 19th.
Fun.
So we'll talk about that whenever we go see them. Other than that, he's good. He's just a little turd.
But the cutest little turd.
And he gets this thing. He does this thing where when he eats, his name tag goes into his food. So his name tag is disgusting.
Oh, I bet.
Because his food is like, it's basically baby food that I make that he like it dips in and then it just kind of lays around in there and gets all disgusting. And then he comes to me and he's like, all right, I'm ready to go out. And then it's like, I touch it and it's like,
oh, no. Oh, I forgot to mention that I made key lime pies last night. So I
No, these fucking idiots around this goddamn apartment complex. I don't understand what their freaking problem is, but for some damn reason, you can't just lock your fucking car one time. Let me lock it 700 times so it just honks five times in a row. It's like one time the honk lets you know that the fucking thing is locked. Stop doing it. I want to stab someone. It drives me nuts.
Please don't stab anybody.
And I have the windows open because it's really nice out today. Like it was cloudy a little bit so that it makes it cooler in here when we have the windows open when it's cloudy. But now it's kind of the sun has come out because the clouds have gone away a little bit. It's getting ready to get dark because, you know, it's 4 o'clock. So it has to be dark at 4 o'clock now.
Right.
And so like people will park in front of the apartment and then it just they lock their doors and it honks the freaking horn. And I'm just like, I will disable your horn.
Anyway,
I'm very violent today. I don't know why.
That. No.
And she's frozen again.
I decided that I was going to cook. And so today I'm going to be cooking salmon.
Yikes. It's really hard to cook.
I know. I have a recipe.
And it smells.
I like the smell of salmon.
Well, you might, but you're roommates might not. It's not like a smell that goes away after like 5 minutes. It lingers.
Well, luckily they already know that that's what I'm doing today.
I mean, I guess they're lesbians. Sarah, moving on. Anyways, speaking of lesbians, how's your tricycle doing? That tells me everything I need to know. The tricycle is probably still in parts. She's probably lost like five of the parts that actually go to put it together.
I have not lost any parts.
Because it's still in the box, isn't it?
Yes.
So she hasn't even taken it out of the box. I haven't lost any parts because I haven't even touched it other than moving it from one place to the other. Seems about right.
Okay, well, I didn't realize we were roasting me for a third week in a row.
It's the roast of Sarah part 3. Get your aloe vera out, bitch.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Jesus. Anyway, no. So what are you thankful for?
Well, I'd be thankful to finish talking about my key lime pies I'm really proud of.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Key lime pies. Go, go, go.
So last night I lime pie recipe, and I have like these little graham cracker shells that I put them in. Very excited. It was very exciting. And they should be all nice and set now. And I'm going to try them.
So are they key lime pies or key lime tart? Because that sounds more like a tart to me.
Well, they're like, technically, they're tarts at this point because I didn't buy like an actual like pie shell. But like, they're like mini pies. So tarts.
So they're like you, a tart.
Correct. And mini.
And mini.
I am mini.
And if you put too much pressure, you crumble.
Listen. Listen. Okay. Anyway, what are you thankful for, James Ryan?
So actually, I was just thinking about this the other day, and I was like, because we've started the Pride ERG employee resource group, I've been like listening to like people talk about when they came out and how like their family reacted. And I'm like, you know, I'm actually really thankful that my family is as accepting of me as they are, because it really didn't change anything. Whenever I didn't really actually ever come out, I just started bringing my partner, Ryan, to family events, and they were like, oh, okay. Nothing like actually changed. Like, right. There was this one thing where my grandmother said, I wish you were different, but it was like, she said it and then she moved on. She doesn't treat me any different. And then like my aunt used to say, and I remember this one conversation that we had, my step aunt. I remember this one conversation that we had one time where the Archie comics, something was in the news that there was a gay character on the Archie comics that was being introduced. And she was like, why do they have to put it in their face? I'm like, well, really? And this was before like anybody, like I came out in quotes. I was like, well, really, don't you see, like, would you say the same thing if it was like they were talking about a straight couple or a straight relationship? It's not really that they're putting it in your face. It's somebody wants to see themselves represented, and it's going to help someone of the LGBTQ plus community seeing themselves represented in a comic book. And it makes it easier for them to understand what's going on with themselves and come to terms with the fact that, okay, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm different, but it's a better different, or it's something that makes me different from other people, and not better, but it makes me unique.
Exactly. So representation matters.
So I'm thankful to have a family that doesn't really treat me differently now that they kind of know, and I've been out as a gay man since like I was 25. I mean, it did take a very long time for me to actually come out and like start bringing my family or people around my family. Also, I didn't really start dating anyone until I was in my late 20s, mid 20s. But then like they didn't really bat an eye or think anything differently.
Right. That is something to be thankful for.
Yeah.
I am thankful for the friends and chosen family I've made out here in Austin. The support that I've had, especially like over the last few months, has been amazing. And I'm really grateful for all the amazing people in my life.
That's good. And I'm glad you're at a place now, at a living situation now that is a little more something that you can kind of grow or be yourself in.
Yeah.
And not like feel like you have to not do something.
Exactly.
Because that last place was toxic.
That last place was so toxic.
But I do feel like sometimes you accidentally, unknowingly get into toxic living situations. So it's a trend with you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because this is both a good and a bad thing. I always try to see the good in people. And so sometimes, because I'm trying to see the good in people, I miss red flags.
No, there is red, green, colorblind. She thinks a red flag is a green flag. And she just goes, Ooh, something fun to play with.
Or, you know, I just wear rose-colored glasses and all the red flags look like flags.
What does a black flag mean?
Oh, I don't know. I think so, yes. Are there black flags in relationships? I know that there are pink flags. Like, pink? Yeah. So things that aren't quite as bad as like a red flag, but are still kind of like, you know, did I freeze again?
No, I was just looking up what a black flag is. So when your partner crosses a boundary you've set or disobeys your wishes, I don't like the word disobeys.
Yeah, I don't get it.
This is known as raising a black flag. This one suggests that it's time to separate now that your relationship has been terminated.
Dang.
What are the color flags in the relationship? Beige flags. I think that's what you're thinking of. It's instead of, I guess it says beige or pink.
Oh, see, I always thought of them as pink.
No. Okay. So unlike red flags, signs of a partner or prospective partner is unsuitable. A pink flag is minor areas of concern for a partner that have that may have a potential to escalate into a relationship threatening problem down the line. And green flags, positive attributes. Beige flags can mean different things dependent on context.
Makes sense. Very, very interesting stuff. Oh, please.
Sorry, I'm tired. I've been awake since 8 o'clock.
I've been awake since 7, so.
I don't care.
I know.
No, I mean, but I didn't go to sleep until like 2 a.m.
Wow, rude. Anyway,
no.
What else are you thankful for, jerk?
You keep freezing. I'm thankful for good internet because yours sucks.
Okay, I'm doing my best here.
Is it where you're located in respect to where your router is?
Potentially. I actually don't even know where the router is, TBH. But anywho, okay, let's see how this goes now. I am grateful for having such a great place to live.
How many of these are we doing? Because I thought we were just going to do like one or two.
I literally just did my second one.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, I did mine too. I'm grateful for good internet because yours sucks.
I know.
I mean, one thing that I can also say that I'm grateful for is having a good job that I make enough money to not have to really worry that much about bills, but I'm not like living super comfortably by any means.
Right.
And it's a job that I really enjoy doing. And I have now, I'll say that, and I'll say that louder. And again, now I have coworkers that I really enjoy working with, and I work in a collaborative and collaborative environment that's kind of like open to knowing, like letting me do whatever I want as long as it benefits the company.
Right. Which that's pretty cool, honestly. Yeah. Well, and we're frozen again.
Frozen too. Into the darkness. Wait, no.
it said your internet connection is unstable. And well, in my head, I went, like my mental health.
So Sarah is unstable.
Sarah is also unstable.
I have that for some reason on TikTok. Sometimes it'll just say your connection is not stable or is unstable. It's like, yes, it is. It's fine. You're just being garbage right now, TikTok. Because everything works. Everything else works perfectly fine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It said my internet disconnected for a minute there. And I was like dang.
You were frozen. So that did happen.
Okay.
So it might be a really quick one. This might be a really quick podcast because Bobo's now dancing around like he wants his food again and then probably wants to go out. And I still have laundry and shit to do.
Yeah. And you still got to pack.
And we're leaving at 7 a.m., which isn't that bad. But then we have to get up at like 6:30.
Right.
Oh, that's the other thing. That now I remember why I want to kill someone.
Oh, God.
I booked my hotels. And I booked them like weeks ago. And then yesterday I was like, ooh, I should probably check now that I decided that we are going to take my car, even though it's wrecked, to see if they have EV charging. And I called and they were like, no, we don't. And I was like, okay, whatever. But before I did that, well, this was after that. I looked online and I realized they had changed their pet policy and now they don't allow pets. And I'm like, well, I'm bringing my dog, so I can't stay there, because if you don't allow pets other than service animals, then I can't stay there.
Right.
And I was like, I even looked up the penalty for lying about service animals. It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a reason. What are you doing?
I'm looking it up again.
Oh.
So let's see. Penalties for making a false claim. Oh, I guess it's not that bad. But it is punishable up to 6 months in jail or a fine of up to $1,000. In New Jersey, you can be fined from $100 to $500 for putting your dog in a guide dog harness to falsely pass it off as a guide dog. In Texas, outfitting your dog as a service animal when it is not is a misdemeanor, punishable by a fine of up to $300 and 30 hours of community service.
Okay.
My thing is, if it's against HIPAA laws for them to ask, then how is it legally enforceable that you're if you're lying about having a service animal? Anyways, so I ended up canceling, so I ate $130 because I also paid in advance to save like $25. And it's one of those things where when you pay in advance to save money, you can't cancel it, because if you do, you forfeit the amount. So I had to book another hotel. And then I did call the other one that I was staying at, because on their website, it's not super clear. It doesn't say no pets, but it says service animals, but it doesn't specifically say no pets.
Mm,
so I called them and they said, yes, we allow pets. It's just a $50 deposit fee.
Makes sense.
So on the way back, we're fine. But on the way there, they changed their policy. So now they don't allow pets, but that's okay. We got another hotel, and this one has a whirlpool tub in it. So,
ooh.
Although I think it's in the bedroom, not in the bathroom, which is really weird.
That's really weird.
I've never understood why that's a thing, unless you're like shooting a porno.
Please.
I didn't say we were going to. I'm just saying that's like the only reason I could think of that being somewhat understandable.
Right.
So Dang. How's it going? So what do you have going on this week? I'm traveling all week and probably going to have to try and find places to charge my car, because I'm going to be staying in a teeny tiny town called Spencer, Indiana, where there aren't any EV chargers anywhere other than where you can plug them in at your house, which I do have a travel charger with me, so I can plug my car in, but it's very slow charge. So that's gonna suck, but it is what it is. There are some chargers in Bloomington that I can go and find, but then I just have to sit there for like 30 minutes.
Right. I'm not doing anything for the holiday, actually. Nick and Horace are spending the holiday with Nick's family, because it's their first holiday as a married couple. And then I think Mac and Lizzie are gonna have Lizzie's mom over here for Thanksgiving, but like that's gonna be about it.
I think you said that last week, and then I asked if Mac was going to make mac and cheese.
So I found out that Mac is actually going to be making the dessert, so now I'm like, maybe I should make the mac and cheese.
Maybe. Although,
or potatoes.
You don't want to kill anyone.
Listen.
So maybe you should just bring an appetite.
Listen, this is why I'm cooking. It's like to
kill people, I know.
No. Not to kill people. To get better so I don't kill people.
Well, you know what they say. Practice makes perfect. And it's easier. And it's easier to bury a body in Texas than it is in anywhere else. That's not a saying, but
he says that that's a thing. So
now it is a saying.
Now it is. Anyway, but yeah, that's all I've got, to be honest.
Right. Well, I did pull up something. That thing that Sam sent the other day, and like one of the things was, what is the largest animal you think you could beat in a fight? I liked the last question with, what is the worst advice you can think of?
Oh, yes.
So what do you think would be the worst advice you can think of?
The worst advice I could think of would be invest in Amazon Fire phones.
It's very specific. And based in trauma.
Based in trauma.
Sarah had one of those garbage Amazon Fire phones.
Yes, I did. It was awful.
It did have a really cool trick where when you moved it around, it was like 3D in there. So it looked like it was moving.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was about all that was cool about it.
Correct. Like, you couldn't play music on it. You couldn't have any apps because none of the apps worked with it.
Which is insane that you couldn't play music with it, because Amazon has a music store.
I know.
And they have had for like since like 2009.
I know.
It's insane.
It was garbage. The worst phone I've ever had. And like, they literally stopped making it right after I got mine too.
Yeah, it cost Amazon a lot of money. Although obviously it didn't hurt them too much because they're making billions of dollars now.
Right.
So I think the worst advice I can think of is telling someone not to be themselves.
Yeah.
Or to adapt to your surroundings, because it's like, why would you want to dull your shine for anything else, for anyone else?
Right.
There you go. It's like she said something, but nothing came out. Oh God, am I blind? Am I deaf? Oh God.
But yeah, no, I liked that. I liked that question as well. I also said that, like, for the second question, which was how many owls would you have to see in a day to be concerned? I was like 10.
Honestly, I don't see owls that much. And typically you don't see owls during the day.
Yeah, but like, I think it said like in a 24-hour period or something like that.
Well, it just says if you're going about your normal day, how many owls would you need to see before you thought something was wrong? It doesn't say anything about like during the day, at night, whatever. But I mean, what it does, it says during your normal day.
But if your normal day is at night, though?
Most people's normal day isn't at night.
Okay. But anyway, my answer still stands at 10.
I think it would depend on how closely I were seeing them together. Like if it was, and also where I was. So if I was like in a owl preservation, I wouldn't think anything's weird.
Right.
But if I was like just driving and I was like, oh, an owl. And then like less than a mile later, I was like, oh, another owl. Maybe like four.
Like four?
Yeah. Because I don't see owls very frequently. Although now that we've said this, I might start seeing owls more frequently.
Because now it's going to be in your mind.
Yeah. It's the thing. It's like when you get a car, you start thinking about a car. You start seeing it more frequently.
Yeah. Subliminal messaging.
I have been, now that I have damage on my car, whenever I see another one, I'm like, what does it feel like to not have a damaged Mach 1 or a Mach 3 or Mach E? What does it feel like? I don't know what that feeling is anymore.
Oh my God.
So annoying. It's so annoying. It's less than 3 months old that I've had it, and it's someone hit me.
I know.
But hopefully it'll be back to normal within the next like couple of weeks.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
We will see. All right. Well, are you ready to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think it's a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. Make sure you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. All of our handles are at Now About That Pod. And if there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com or visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. You can also give us a text or leave us a voicemail, and our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week and enjoy your Thanksgiving. And Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend and your Thanksgiving.
You too. Be safe on your travels.
Don't kill anyone with your food.
I won't kill anyone with my food.
And I'll try not to kill anyone with my hands.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks again for listening, and have a good holiday week, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.